From the back of the houses stretch the gardens, down to the riverbed of the Tuy. Here you will discover the calm waters of the river, which forms a large loop around the town. The source of the Tuy can be found at Bunyan, near Secondigny, about 40 kilometres to the southwest. After having crossed the Gâtine and the Thouars area, it joins up with the Loire near to Saumur. At Saint-Loup on the left bank, it is joined by the waters of the Sébran, before running alongside the Pouilly Square, where you now find yourself. For a long time, this confluence has resulted in the winter water levels frequently rising up to the level of the town. As the valley is relatively straight, this causes major flooding. Historical accounts testify to flooding every 100 years or so, which particularly affected the local population in 1650, in 1770, or again in 1873. If you look at the old building of the Pouilly Mill, you will see that on the 3rd of January 1961, the level of water rose to more than 2.63 metres. The situation changed in 1982 with the construction of the dam at Sébran, which enables the regulation of water levels and so avoids the rising of levels in Saint-Loup. It is linked with a water treatment plant which distributes drinking water to the Gâtine and the area around Bressuire. In the Middle Ages, the banks of the Tuy welcomed many craft activities. You will see here the remains of the Pouilly Mill. This was a flour mill, one of many that existed along the river. Their large wheels have now disappeared, and we no longer hear the regular lapping of the wooden paddles plunging into the clear waters. The old land registry mentions 10 or so of these mills in the town. They were often linked with windmills, which took over when the flow of the Tuy was not strong enough. Apart from flour mills, tan mills were also found in the town and surrounding areas. One of them existed here, opposite the Pouilly Mill, on the other bank. They shared the same route, destroyed today. The tan, oak bark grinded to a powder, was used for tanning the skins and transforming them into leather. It contained important tannins to stop the skins from rotting. Pressing mills also existed in the town. The water wheel activated wooden mallets, making them beat lengths of woolen fabric to remove the grease and to make them supple. They testify to a craft activity in full bloom from the Middle Ages, the work of textiles.